I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. Yes, it continues again tomorrow, another spate of presidential primaries. Voters in five northeastern states are casting ballots. This afternoon, we're focusing on what's far and away the biggest prize tomorrow, Pennsylvania. It has the most delegates up for grabs. And here to talk more about what's at stake is Todd Zwillick. He's the Washington correspondent for The Takeaway. And Todd, a Pennsylvania native, do I gather that correctly?
Yeah, that's right, from Hershey, PA.
Okay, well, welcome to VPR. I want to start with Democrats. Hillary Clinton is ahead in the polls in Pennsylvania. Senator Bernie Sanders' campaign has acknowledged tomorrow is a big day, both in terms of the tone of his campaign going forward and the future of his campaign. What does success look like for Sanders tomorrow? I want to start there.
That's a really good question and a difficult one to answer, because in a lot of cases, even where Bernie Sanders has had success, meaning that he's won a state and he's certainly won many, it hasn't translated to success where it counts right now, which is in the delegate count. And I think you're likely to see a repeat of that pattern tomorrow if Sanders can win a state tomorrow. Now, in Pennsylvania, he is trailing in the polls. Look, the polls are pretty lousy, so let's not spend too much time talking about the polls. But the trend of the polls hasn't changed. And I think that's largely because Hillary Clinton has a long history in Pennsylvania. She's always done well there. And it's a closed primary. And that closed primary format is the format where it's always been a hindrance to Bernie. And it's not a caucus. It's a straight up go into the ballot place and vote. So all of these factors are going to favor Hillary. That doesn't say that Bernie Sanders doesn't have wellsprings of support. You'd expect him to do very well in some of the manufacturing centers and former manufacturing centers of Western Pennsylvania. I think you'd expect him to do well in the big college towns, both in Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, and in the middle of the state with younger voters.
You answered my question about geography and demographics as far as Sanders supporters go. What about Hillary Clinton? Where and with whom is she getting her support?
Hillary Clinton has always been very strong in the big get in Pennsylvania, which is Philadelphia. Philadelphia and the surrounding suburbs. She has a lot of pro-Hillary members of Congress and Democratic operators in Philly and in the surrounding suburbs. She'll do well there all the way down to the Delaware border. She'll do well in Scranton, Pennsylvania, and sort of the mid-eastern part of the state. Wilkes-Barre, Scranton, former manufacturing centers, Bethlehem into Harrisburg. She's always been very popular there, too.
On the GOP side now, the way that Republicans choose delegates in Pennsylvania is getting a lot of attention. I've read this process as being described as Byzantine. One frustrated Pennsylvania Republican reportedly described it as, quote, a heap of bovine excrement, which I think was my favorite quote describing this. Can you help us understand how this confusing process works and why it's upsetting people so much?
There are 71 delegates at stake in Pennsylvania. That's easy to understand. And that's the last thing that's easy to understand. Here we go. 17 of those 71 are bound by the results. That means, let's say Donald Trump wins Pennsylvania, he wins those 17. Those are basically party leaders, GOP committee men and women from across the state. The other 54 have to run for delegate, and they run three at a time in 18 congressional districts. So 18 times three is 54. And they run for it. They're on the ballot. You run for delegate to the convention. Now, the other thing about those 54, they are all unbound. All of these delegates are under no requirement whatsoever to vote for anyone. Some of them are running on a slate. I'm for Donald Trump. So if you're for Donald Trump, vote for me. Or I'm for Ted Cruz. Some of them are saying I'll vote on the first ballot according to how my district votes. The person that they support when they're running for delegate isn't beside their name on the ballot. That means I'm Todd Zwillick, I'm running, and when you go in the voting booth, you don't know who I support.
The big question for both parties then, Todd, if Clinton and Donald Trump walk away with wins tomorrow, as some polls are predicting, can they be beat later on? Is the math still there?
The math becomes very difficult on the Democratic side for Bernie Sanders. Every single race that he does well, as long as she does reasonably well, she still gets delegates, and it's hard to make up ground. If there's big wins tomorrow for Hillary and she racks up a bigger delegate lead, it becomes harder and harder for Bernie to make the case. In Trump's case, no. This story continues through Indiana, and everybody knows it. Look, you've seen a deal that's been struck between John Kasich and Ted Cruz, not because they have any love for each other, but it's the only way to stop Trump. So Kasich says, I'll get out of Indiana, Ted. I'll get out of your way. You get out of my way in a couple of weeks in Oregon and New Mexico, where I'm likely to do well. But the whole point of this is to stop Trump getting to 1237. We won't know the answer to that tomorrow. We'll see if he does very, very well. But that question will be still unanswerable by Tuesday night.
Todd Zwillick is the Washington correspondent for The Takeaway. Todd, thank you.
My pleasure.